This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Let's roll right back into the calls. We hung on Chris, and Chris, he did wait, and Chris, really appreciate you waiting through the news break there. Are you still there?
My pleasure, yes.
Chris is an attorney, formerly in the, what branch of the military were you in, Chris?
The Army.
Formerly in the Army from back in the Vietnam era, now an attorney down in Miami. And we were talking about the cops in relation to a story we were discussing last hour where a rogue police officer broke into a couple's home after they had closed the door. They didn't really want to keep talking to the guy, so he broke into their home and then allegedly assaulted them. And you were telling me that it was really telling what you said, because you had explained that you had known some police officers, obviously in your line of work as an attorney, you'd known some police officers who had told you that the reason they left the force was because of rogue police officers like the one we were discussing, because of lying cops, and because that happens all the time. Cops lie. It's a known fact. Anybody that's ever had any fair amount of dealings with them knows this. And I find that really telling because it's not the first time that we've heard that on this show. We've talked to former police officers that have specifically not, it's not like hearsay hearing it through you, Chris, not that I disbelieve you, but we've had actual former police officers tell us pretty much the same thing, that the reason they left the force was because it seemed like everyone else was corrupt, and they just couldn't take it. And so a lot of times we'll talk about police corruption on this show, and we'll be accused of being one-sided, we'll be accused of being biased, we'll be accused of being unfair to the cops, that there's only a few bad apples, but it seems to me like it's these bad apples, and I believe there's more than a few of them. It seems like the bad apples are driving all of the good ones out, because who wants to work under conditions like that?
Well, let me set one record straight. I think the majority of law enforcement are straight and dedicated people. The problem is when somebody has a badge and a gun in the color of authority, actual authority, to put somebody in handcuffs and in the back of the police car, that's a tremendous amount of power. Now, what the stretching the truth goes to the point of, let's say you need 4 points to get somebody convicted of whatever the offense is, a serious crime or less serious crime, and the officer believes he did it, but doesn't have enough evidence on the scene to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he may add the third or fourth point,
mm-hmm,
because it looks like it's there. And a real telltale sign of a good police force, that this is from several police officers, they have what's called field notes. Very important thing. Now, lots of officers, if you see a police officer, when he pulls open his little pad that he keeps in his shirt pocket, if it's a spiral where you can tear off the little perforated pages, be very careful, because his notes will disappear. The better police officers have those mini little bound notebooks like you used in chemistry class, and if you tear out a page, it's noticeable. And they're instructed, you never tear out a page. When you're done with one notebook, you get a new notebook, and you save all of your notes.
Interesting.
Because that's important, because the notes they take on the scene many times aren't there later on, and you only have this one-page, two-page, eight-page report of what the police officer wrote down several hours later at the end of his shift.
Now, Chris, let me jump back to where you were going right before we hit the news break. You were explaining what they call in the business contempt of cop, and you had started talking about grabbing a badge or something like that. Can you reset and explain that? What was that all about?
More often than not, if there's a struggle with law enforcement, their badge may get ripped because they have the badge that's secured firmly to the fabric of their shirt.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a struggle, a piece of the assailant's clothing, maybe their hand when they grab to go the shoulder, but their badge is ripped from their shirt. Their shirt gets ripped and the badge is hanging there or gone completely. Usually the shirt gets ripped. It's a trick of the trade among the few rogue police officers. For what is that? That's hard evidence, because they get it photographed. And they will rip their badge from their shirt, get it photographed, and that's part of the struggle.
So that's proof for the officer that he was attacked by the person, when in fact that may not necessarily be the case.
The only way to rebut that is to make the allegation that the law enforcement officer intentionally did that, and then he's guilty of serious crime.
Right, yeah. But then it's your word against his.
Right, and at just about every time that it's your word against the police officers, it's the police officers.
Hey, Chris, it was great hearing from you. If you get a
I'd like to suggest just one topic for you that I think dovetails into your discussion here. Alberto Gonzalez, he's the head law enforcement of the entire United States. That's his duty, constitutionally. He appears to be a liar.
It certainly appears that way. I mean, I've been following the story very closely.
Now, the question is, they fired 9 U.S. attorneys, who's the head guy in different parts of the nation. They've got a bunch of them. They got rid of 9 of them. Well, every totalitarian government, what's one of the first things they do? They
fire dissenters.
Control of law enforcement. Now, if what the allegations are and the evidence appears to be mounting, if there was a conscientious attempt by not the president, maybe just Karl Rove or the vice president or anyone that, okay, Mr. Prosecutor, they're all at first they were lazy or not doing a good job. Well, that fell by the wayside. Well, if they fired this person because they say, hey, go prosecute these people, and he didn't do it, or don't prosecute these loyal Republicans, and he didn't do it, well, then that means he may not like you, radio host, because you're articulate and you're putting out a word that they don't like.
Sure.
So I could think of a lot of federal charges for you.
Now, about Alberto Gonzalez.
Charge him up.
Now, suppose we manage to
Hurry up a search warrant because, hey, who are you taking the search warrant to? You're taking it to a U.S. attorney.
Right.
If he's a political appointee and he knows he's there as a foot soldier and you're on the hit list, that's what happens in governments that go out of control. So
yeah,
it's
that's
very,
what happens.
Very, very, very serious.
I'd say that kind of power is, it causes lots of people to become, delirious with their power. But now, suppose we do manage to impeach Alberto Gonzalez. As far as I'm concerned, he's just going to be replaced by somebody who's just as bad.
Sure. I mean, look at who was there before.
It would not be an impeachment. The first step would be get a special prosecutor who would look into it, an independent prosecutor, taking sworn testimony and find out he's committed perjury.
Yeah, I think we should just abolish the federal government entirely, personally. But you know what, Chris, if you get a chance...
You're talking about law enforcement, the cop on the street that maybe broke a door in or forced himself. Maybe, maybe not. But it's the next level with the U.S. attorneys because the cop goes back and turns it over to a prosecuting attorney, and that's Gonzalez, if he's firing people...
And the evidence really is from the people we've talked to that the corruption rises through the ranks. Now, if you get a chance, call the local station that airs the show. In Miami, it's WFTL, but this applies to anybody that's listening. If you like the show, call up, talk to the program director, and thank them for putting Free Talk Live on the air because they can always add more of us. You guys only get 2 hours of the show.
We do 18.
We do 18 of them per week. Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yes, you can join us on the lines and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, since we're sort of on the bad cops with power that has gone to their heads topic, you've got a story from actually involving park rangers. Right, Mark? We'll get to that. But first, we've got to continue with the calls. Let's go to John in Salem, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hi, guys.
John. Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, this little snitch Ken that called in a bit earlier. The first thing that came to mind, he appears to realize that this law is unconstitutional. He's sworn to uphold the Constitution, and he's wanting to rat out the other guy that's got a protected right. That he's...
Oh, no, John, he's not going to rat them out. He's just going to report them.
Report. If he wants to file reports, I'm curious how quickly he would report a cop that tore at his shirt or one of his National Guardsmen doing something wrong or a judge or some other authority figure, which he probably just bows to. I bet he wouldn't be so quick. Because he was all concerned that, well, if it's the law, it's the law, it's the law. Well, how about the law he's sworn to uphold?
Yeah.
And how about how quickly would he turn in any of these other people?
You know,
where the bad
so much,
have begun?
He wouldn't answer the questions on what happened, what he would do in the case of Japanese Americans or German Jews or anything like that.
He
sounded so much like the kind of guys that Ziva just following all those.
Yep,
right,
exactly.
Why would it be that he wouldn't answer? Probably because he's quite embarrassed by what his answer would be.
He's a coward.
He ought to be embarrassed and ashamed.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for the call. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, archives included, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, for your download and convenience. Go and get them and enjoy on us for free at freetalklive.com.
If you make the decisions for your company as far as collections go, I wanted to tell you about SACL CAI. They're good folks. They support the show. And if you, I don't know, work for a bank or a medical facility and you do the collections, think about SACL CAI. They do collections in a completely different way than normal collections companies do. They're very nice and they have state-of-the-art equipment. They aren't mean to your customers, and that's important. So give them a call at 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359, SACL, CAI.
You take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Let's go to the phones and talk to Rodney in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Rodney, hello.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I frequently listen to your show, and I find it very, very enlightening. As a matter of fact, when you guys had the Pork Fest, I enjoyed your on-site interviews that you did, and I learned quite a bit.
Excellent. Mark was always, he's concerned about those sorts of things. We've done two live events this year. We did the Liberty Forum earlier this year here in New Hampshire, and we did Pork Fest. And Mark was concerned. He said, I don't know, Ian. I don't know about having all these interviews on the show. And I said, don't worry about it. People want to know what it's like to be at Pork Fest. They want to know if they're not sitting there with us, what we're experiencing. And I'm glad you enjoyed that. Thank you for that.
I really did, and I hope that Mark does, and that he continues to do that. I have several of my good friends there at that fest, and they enjoyed it immensely.
We're talking, by the way, about the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It happened last month, and you can learn more about that at freestateproject.org. We'll talk more about the Free State Project here in a little while. But go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I actually heard the people who were attacked by this belligerent police officer, and here's what I gather from what they said. They were interviewed on another show, national show, and what they said, number one, the news media reported that this man was attempting to give them the citation. Well, that wasn't true. There was no citation. Secondly, there were three independent witnesses who seen this police officer after these people said, look, we don't want to talk with you about this issue of the flag. They closed the door, and this guy deliberately took his fist and smashed it through the window and claimed that they slammed the door on his hand.
Mm.
And there were three independent witnesses there, their neighbors, who seen this guy do this. And by the way, I have noticed that a lot of these guys, these guys who've done time over in Iraq, who are coming back with this post-traumatic stress disorder, they're being hired fresh off of the battlefield, and they haven't been completely cured of that sickness. They go right into being a police officer, and when they get into situations where they're confronted with a citizen, you know, they snap. It's like they have a flashback, and I'm starting to become a little bit worried about whether or not this should be something that's allowed to let a soldier fresh off the battlefield, put a badge and a gun on. And I don't have anything against our soldiers. I want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
But if they've been in the heat of battle, and we've heard a lot of stories about some of these soldiers, some of the terrible, the horrific things that they've been through and experiences, I just don't think that it's a good idea to allow these guys to put a badge and a gun on, knowing that they could snap from a flashback.
I share your concerns. Unfortunately, the reality is that the former military members are a huge recruiting pool for the police departments of America. This is typical that a military member will return from service and immediately join his local police department, and it's like it's their shoe-ins for the job. So I definitely share your concern. Unfortunately, the practice is very, very widespread.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually heard another guy who had been recruited fresh off the battlefield, and they knew this guy had terrible problems with post-traumatic stress. I mean, if a car backfired, this guy would leap under whatever cover was nearby and hide, duck for cover.
Wow.
And yet they hired this guy as a police officer, and thank God he had enough sense that he actually quit. But he reported that there, just like what you just said, there are a lot of police officers who still have these soldiers who have these problems being hired, and I'm wondering if this is actually something that's being done intentionally because
yes, I think you're right,
guys,
because we're seeing a militarization of the police force. And thank you for the call, Rodney. I really appreciate hearing from you. That's what we've seen over the years with the SWAT teams and their, you know, their battle armor and the shields and the MP5s and the, you know, the sniper rifles. You're seeing a militarization and armored personnel carriers and tanks. I mean, they have these in your local police departments now. We read a story about a little county of a few thousand people that had its own armored personnel carrier. There's been this militarization of the police, and I think that's a bad thing. I think what we used to have in this country are what were called peace officers, whose main job, you know, the Andy Griffith types, right, whose main job it was to, if there was a belligerent drunk down at the town bar, to show up and get the guy off the premises. Not necessarily put him in jail and ruin his life, but to just simply de-escalate the situation. To keep the peace, so to speak.
Right.
But now we have these law enforcement officers that are becoming more and more militarized, so inevitably you're seeing all these military members being recruited directly into the force. They're already used to the military sort of mentality and mindset, and they plug right into this new militaristic police department. And really, the only thing that separates the police from the military in this country these days is the uniform they wear. There are very, very few differences as far as the behavior. Is concerned.
You know, I share the caller's concern when you think about taking military members directly from Iraq and putting them on our streets as police officers. Doesn't it seem likely that they'll be treating our citizens like they would anybody in a combat zone?
Sure, you don't show ID, you're immediately suspect. If you drive through a checkpoint, you're an immediate criminal. And the fact that we even have checkpoints in this country is kind of scary to me in the beginning. But it points back to this sort of militarization of the police. This isn't something that Andy Griffith would have done. There would never have been checkpoints.
Right. De-escalation doesn't seem to be
somewhat, not a priority.
Not the stories that we read. You know, maybe that's what's happening. 9 times out of 10 in police situations, I don't know. The stories I read in the news, and the news is about zebras, not about horses, as you know, is about police escalating situations.
Right.
They come in and they escalate the situation as opposed to de-escalating.
Like this guy breaking into these people's homes.
That's what I would like to see. I would like to see police officers de-escalating situations.
I would too. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see a situation in this country where the police actually earn some respect that they actually deserved. Because right now, what they have is fear. People are afraid of the police. People, you know, that might have a joint in their ashtray or something like that, they're afraid of the police because the police are out there enforcing bad laws. And they don't have any qualms about it. They shrug their shoulders at it. They brush it off as though it's no big deal. But the fact is, because they're out there enforcing all of these bad laws on people, like marijuana laws or prostitution or gambling, which I've got a story about here in a little bit, but the fact is, them enforcing these laws just makes it so Americans, run-of-the-mill, regular folk that are productive day in and day out, hate the cops. They're scared of the cops. They're afraid of the police. I don't think it should be that way. What do you think? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site, we give them away. The wikis included wiki.freetalklive.com, over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. So we've sort of had a theme tonight based on, well, we've got had a heavy amount of phone calls in regards to them. We've had a theme about cops just being a little bit out of control. The first case was about a cop busting through the glass next to somebody's front door to break into their home in order to issue them a citation, allegedly. And then we're going to talk here in a moment about some forest rangers that were harassing a journalist for no reason whatsoever, beyond the fact that they could. We'll talk to that in a moment, but first let's go to the phones and talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric, hello.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm not so sure that I believe in the principle of non-initiation of force.
Okay.
And the reason why is because I think someone can hurt you physically without initiating force upon you.
That should be interesting.
How's that?
Well, I think that, like, here's a for instance. Let's say that I'm a country, a small country, and a larger country, say America, decides to sell a certain weapon, a tank, for instance, or a fighter jet, to all the countries surrounding me, and they're all against me. You know, they're all enemies. America has armed everyone around me such that they can crush me, and they wouldn't be able to do it otherwise. Therefore, America has given them the ability to harm me, and America has harmed me.
Okay, what are you referring to? You're talking about governments. The non-initiation of force applies to individuals. Governments are just individuals working in concert with one another. So I don't really understand your point. Who's not initiating force on you?
The seller of arms who is enabling my enemies to kill me is harming me.
No, it's not. The enemies that are killing you are harming you, not the seller of the arms. I mean, people sell guns every day in, day in, day out in this country, and most people don't ever harm anyone with them.
Right.
Many of them are used in defensive purposes.
It couldn't be done without this technology.
Hmm?
So, I mean, therefore, isn't America my enemy? Hasn't America harmed me directly because they are the ones who have enabled my enemies to harm me?
America's not your enemy. Iran is not your enemy. Individuals in power are your enemy.
Using a country as an example.
Right.
It could work for individuals as well, I assume.
So wait, you're saying that, okay, let's look at it at an individual level, because it's easier to understand that way, and then we don't have all these annoying collectivist concepts getting in the way. Let's say that I sell Mark a handgun, and he goes and shoots you. You're saying that I'm culpable for that?
No, not at all, because you didn't give him that gun with the intention. Now, I'm saying that if it was...
Oh, if he told me in advance he was going to go and kill Eric in Michigan, then I'm...
If you specifically made a pact with all of my enemies to sell them weapons which would enable them to kill me, you have sought out to harm me, and therefore you have harmed me.
Yes, by proxy, that's kind of like hiring a hitman. And in the marketplace, without initiation of force, that's an illegitimate contract. You can contract for virtually anything except to violate somebody's rights. And so, by proxy, you are initiating force on somebody. I don't think that that's necessarily a non-initiation of force, because you're hiring someone as a proxy to do your dirty work for you.
Okay, so you would agree with that. All right, excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about
that's wrong. Go ahead.
Saying that I was starving. And I was on the verge of death, and someone had a giant cart wagon that was just filled with bread. If they refused to sell me bread, just on they didn't like what I looked like or something, but they, you know, brought about my death because, you know, they had supplies that could have helped me, and I had the money to give to them, but they refused me service, and therefore I died. Have they harmed me?
I don't. It's a strange, ludicrous question.
Right. But I'd like to point out that we always go to the ludicrous extremes. Whenever someone tries to punch a hole in the philosophy on this show, it always goes to the most ludicrous of extremes, because you know and I know that there are plenty of sources for people that are hungry in any given town to go to. There's a food bank here in Keene. You can go and get help from them. But yeah, he's not initiating force on you. He is under no obligation to do business with you. And he's a nasty man. For doing that, and he should be ostracized, but there's no crime committed there.
Okay, fair enough.
Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. Mark, any comments on that?
You know, it's difficult to look at scenarios that likely will never
ever
happen.
Right. They go, okay, fine. So he doesn't give you the bread. So go down the street to somebody who cares. I mean, are you living in a town full of completely heartless individuals? Where I live, there are food banks. There are the company that Julia works for, the Panera Bread. They give all of their old bread and their products every night to the local food bank. I know that Publix down in Florida did similar things for a while. There's all kinds of companies that have food at the end of the day that turn them over to food banks, so people that are starving can get something to eat. Maybe a little stale, but it's something.
Most people are good folks that want to help their neighbors just as much as they possibly can.
Exactly.
Sometimes they have to be asked to do that help, but they largely want to do that.
Let's go to the phones, talk to, I hope it's Lila or Lila, listening on WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, is it Lila?
No, it's Violet.
Oh, Violet. Okay.
Like the flower.
Sorry about that. What's on your mind, Violet?
Okay. Well, I wanted to relay a little something that happened back in about 1952 or 53. And two couples. And I was one of them. And we were young marrieds, and we went to Atlantic City on a convention, and on the return trip, we came by Washington, D.C., and the day that we went sightseeing, my lady friend wore shorts, Mm-hmm. And I also wore shorts, but I had a skirt that matched. So when we started touring the monuments, for some reason, I felt like I wanted to put my skirt on. That was back in the 50s, of course.
Yeah.
And we were visiting the Lincoln Memorial. And we walked up and were standing there looking Abraham Lincoln in the eye and talking about the message there on his monument. And so one of the fellas said, if you'll turn around there, I'll take your pictures. So we started to turn around and face the camera, and a guard appeared from, I don't know, nowhere. And he walked in and very gently said, we don't permit shorts to be taken, picture to be taken by the Lincoln Memorial.
So you can't take a, in 1952, you couldn't take a picture by the Lincoln Memorial in shorts?
That, they said they did. He just said very politely that they didn't permit that.
Hmm.
So we, I think we were just sort of astounded. But,
yeah. You thought you lived in a free country, didn't you?
My friend, well, it's a free country. But we showed respect. We showed a lot more respect than we do today. And it did not offend me, and I don't remember. I don't remember what our conversation was afterward. But I said to the guard, I said, "I'm sorry, we didn't know." And he said, "Well, that's all right." And so I thanked him, and we walked away. Now,
well, that's good.
I wonder how that
would, probably
would
have cracked your head open
today.
Yeah, it wouldn't be quite the same, though. I don't think that they have that rule. I'm pretty sure you can go.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it
shorts.
Isn't. No, I'm sure it isn't. Now,
but
it
now
was
the rules
just
are even
a,
more asinine.
I sure maybe it, I'm sure it wasn't a law, but it was just a policy.
Yeah, that kind of bugs me, though, because, you know, the whole, and it gets back to this tragedy of the commons, the idea of public property, and Violet, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Sounds like
you know,
very
the,
nice.
The idea that the public owns the memorial, right? This is a government piece of property, and therefore everyone owns it. But apparently you don't own it, because if you did own a piece, then it'd be no problem for you to walk up there and take a picture with some shorts on. It just goes to show that you don't actually own what they say that you do. It's a lie.
Yeah, I think Violet was trying to make a point about respect more than anything, and it, you know, he didn't have any trouble as a result.
I have no problem respecting the rules of private property owners, but when it comes to the government, it's a whole different situation. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. There are hundreds of our listeners that have decided to do this for as little as $3 a month, because we give away all the features on our site for free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is a totally voluntary option for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty, and so if that's valuable to you and you want to learn more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, forum and chat room, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. So let's go to the forests of America, Mark. What happened? National Park Service rangers getting in a reporter's face, getting all uppity over photos being taken?
Yeah, it looks that way. And, you know, we've been talking about cops the whole show, and I've worked in close concert with law enforcement officers. I did for years. And I'd like to say that I agree with the lawyer that had called in. What was his name?
Yeah, Chris.
Chris.
In Florida? Yeah.
That most police officers are, you know, normal folks doing a job. 25% of them are really great people that want to do the very, very best thing, and they're trying their hardest. And 25% of them, yeah, they're just bad folks. You know, power hungry, will do what it takes in order to.
When you have positions of power, and you get that.
And, you know, the problem comes in when the normal folks that are doing the job are given bad orders.
Mm.
Likely, they'll just follow them. And I think that that's maybe what happened here. This is entitled American Gestapo. It's by Doug Thompson.
From where?
What's that?
Where from?
It's it was emailed to me,
okay.
But I can.
You gave the author. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I figured it mattered. The last place you expect to run into a federal government goon squad is the Blue Ridge Parkway, the scenic highway that runs through Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. But the abuse of power spawned by the Bush administration, the rights robbing U.S. Patriot Act runs rampant through the federal bureaucracy. As I learned this week while traveling the parkway to get to an assignment photographing a summer music festival for my newspaper, the festival Floyd Fest. I don't know if that's Pink Floyd, but maybe. It's in Floyd, Virginia, but maybe they just...
Oh, okay.
Draws thousands of people each July to a picturesque patch of land just off the parkway, not far from the Blue Ridge hamlet of Floyd, Virginia. Now, in its sixth year, the festival enjoys a national reputation. It also provides an opportunity for the National Park Police to harass patrons of the festival.
Mm.
For the last 2 years, the Park Service has brought in its CIT, Criminal Interdiction Team, from Asheville, North Carolina, to police crowds that use the parkway to reach the festival. The team, composed of swaggering young officers with little regard for due process or civil rights, is the embodiment of federal excess. As I drove towards the site Thursday, I passed two CIT park police officers who had pulled cars over and were forcing the occupants to pull everything out of their cars so that they could search coolers, backpacks, luggage, glove boxes, and consoles.
Aww.
Now, these are people just going to a music content,
yep.
Concert.
This is not unheard of, by the way. We've reported on local police officers, local sheriffs, setting up roadblocks on the way to and from concerts and literally shaking down concert goers.
And the same CIT group bothering these rainbow people that go and do these camping expeditions that they do. So
they don't like it when people have fun.
So Doug goes ahead and continues here. I pulled off the road for the second NPS patrol car, grabbed my camera, and headed back to take a photo of the police action. As I approached, the Park Service officer wheeled around and pointed at me. Sir, if you raise that camera and take a photograph, I will place you under arrest, he barked.
Whoa! Wait a minute. He wasn't being, he wasn't under suspect by the cops. They didn't pull him over. He saw the cops pulling other people over, pulled aside as a journalist, as the press, and got out to take a photo of it. This isn't unheard of. This happens all the time.
At this point, the police officer doesn't know that he's a member of the press, but what difference does it make? If police are doing what they're supposed to be doing, shouldn't we be able to take photographs of them?
You would think. I would hope so. I have done it. I've videotaped a cop here in Keene, New Hampshire, and he didn't bat an eye at it, thank goodness.
You're supposed to be able to videotape the police.
On the job, on the record, as far
as I'm concerned. Doug Thompson goes on. I identified myself as a working journalist on assignment and said I was simply covering a news event. Sir, he retorted, this is a U.S. government. This is U.S. government property, and under the provisions of the U.S. Patriot Act, you cannot take photographs of a official government activity without authorization. Put your camera down now.
This doesn't sound like a country that I remember, that I was taught about.
It certainly doesn't.
It doesn't sound like freedom. It doesn't sound like liberty. It sounds like a police state.
I could not believe what I was hearing. I grew up in this part of the country and have photographed on the Blue Ridge Parkway since my days as a high school student. I asked for his badge number, and he refused to reveal it.
What a shock, huh? Coward. Just a coward in uniform. Just another one.
Well, once she asks for the badge number, the officer replies, Sir, you have 15 seconds to leave now, or you are under arrest. And he had his hand on his gun, so I left.
Whoa.
Media General, the newspaper's owner that I work for, has strict rules about interaction with police. At the top of the hill, I stopped and shot some photos back towards the scene. At the festival, patrons told numerous horror stories about encounters that day with the Park Service police. One young woman pulled over because she had beads hanging from her rearview mirror. They detained her for more than an hour while they searched her car and found nothing.
Mm.
Another young man was stopped.
And I'd like to point out that typically when the police search your car, they usually tear everything that's in there out. And when you're going to what sounds like an overnight concert, was it several days?
Yeah, it's several days, the concert.
Right. So it's an overnight, so therefore you need camping supplies, you've got coolers, you've got food, you've got all kinds of stuff. It's not your usual three-hour affair. So there's going to be a lot of stuff in the back of somebody's car. And what the cops tend to do is... And I've never seen an exception to this. I would like to see an exception. I've never, in the history, the 5 years we've been doing this show and reporting on police abuse, never heard of the cops ever putting your stuff back. What they do is they tear apart your car. They take all the stuff out of the glove compartment, everything out of the back of the car, everything out of the trunk, everything out from the back seat, anything that might be out laying around. They put it all out on the curb. They rustle through it, and then they leave you there if they didn't find anything, and you get to put it all back.
Well, you don't have to let the police search through your vehicle.
That's true. But when a cop puts his hand on his gun and starts threatening you...
It gets a little scary, doesn't it?
It can be kind of scary. Though, yes, you do have the right to say no. It's important to remember that if a cop is asking you to search, he doesn't have probable cause to search on his own. Because if he saw some sort of evidence that there was a crime being committed, he'd have all the probable cause he needed in order to search your vehicle without your permission. But the fact that he's asking you for permission is an indicator that he needs it. And if you tell him no... He may try to scare you by claiming he'll bring out the dogs or whatever. That's usually just a scare tactic, though they have done that.
Absolutely. The best way to handle it is to continue to ask the officer questions. Why do you want to search my vehicle?
Mm.
You know, they're not going to tell you that they're looking for drugs and that kind of thing. You know, and you say, I don't have any drugs in my car. Yeah, that's the answer.
Well, if you don't have anything to hide, why don't you just let us search it if you don't have anything to hide?
Well, you know,
I'm sorry, I have somewhere to be.
Right.
Thanks.
You don't want me to be late for the concert, do you, officer?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what was the rest of the story here?
Okay. Another young man was stopped because he had a missing bolt from his license plate frame. When the cops found no drugs or alcohol, they ticketed him for improper equipment. On Wednesday night, the CIT team pulled over a car driven by Shannon Zeman, the sheriff of Floyd County, Virginia. Zeman later told Virginia State Trooper the Parkway cops were rude and abusive,
mm-hmm.
even to a fellow cop.
Wow.
Calls to the Park Service Police Headquarters were not returned Friday. According to the National Park Service website, Park Police provide highly trained and professional police officers to prevent and detect criminal activity, conduct investigations, apprehend individuals suspected of committing offenses against federal, state, and local laws. Nice to know the Park Service cops have professionals on board. Next time, let's hope they send the pros instead of the goon squad from the criminal interdiction team to Asheville.
Is there anyone out there listening to this show at the moment that thinks, that agrees with the cops, that this particular cop that ordered this photographer to put his camera down? Under the provisions of the Patriot Act, you now no longer have the right to photograph the police! Is that something you agree with?
I'm not sure that that's necessarily true. Police get photographed all the time, but...
Well, there's the federal cops, and they got more protections because of the Patriot Act.
I guess.
So what I want to know is, who out there agrees with that cop? And if so, why? What's wrong with photographing the cops? They're in a public place doing their public duty.
Right, we are paying their paychecks.
Yeah.
Every minute they're on the clock, they're working for us. And we can't photograph them.
Mm. But they can photograph you without your permission.
Keep an eye on what our employees are doing.
They've all got cameras and stuff on their, you know, the front end of their vehicles, and they're running at every single moment in the stop.
It begs the question, who watches the watchers?
Indeed.
When these people have just unbridled authority to do what they want, who's keeping an eye on them? I would like to think that they're using all that authority for good, but I know that sometimes when somebody has absolute power, it corrupts them.
If they're doing good, then they shouldn't have a problem being photographed. If they're doing their jobs in a positive manner, and they're enforcing laws against real criminals, and they're doing things that benefit society, what do you have to hide? I mean, you accuse us of not having... We shouldn't have anything to hide. Why do the police want to hide from the cameras? Who can defend these cops? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.